It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. That same technology you have in your car to find your way around town is increasingly popular as a means of keeping kids in school. A California school system is the latest to adopt GPS devices to fight truancy. Rick Martins is Director of Child Welfare and Attendance for the Anaheim Union High School District. I asked him who gets these devices.
We identify kids that have had at least 4 days of truancy. That's what makes them eligible. Then we invite the kids and their parents to an intake meeting where it's all explained to them. So it becomes a voluntary process.
And how does this fit into your overall program for truancy?
Quite honestly, it's actually a better intervention than what we provide. Currently, we have pretty much just a punitive system, as most schools do. We wait for kids to be absent, and then we send them letters and ask for their improvement, talk to their parents. And oftentimes, that's not enough. So we end up going into the court system and referring them to the district attorney for the offenses that they've committed. And a lot of times, that can cost the family money.
Explain how a student would work with one of these GPS devices. What role does it have in their life?
Each morning when the student gets up, they log in to say, I'm up. And if they don't get that login, then the company has an automated call to call the house, tell the student, get up, it's time for school. Then the student takes that device with him to school. When he arrives, he logs in again. And the GPS component of it allows us to be able to verify that they are where they say they are. And then throughout the day, they log in a couple other times, and then finally at 8 o'clock at night, they log in for the last time for the day. And then they charge it during the day. The real strength in the program, though, comes that 3 times during the week, a mentor calls and talks with the students about whatever issues are going on with the student, including family issues or academic issues or their attendance issues.
Those mentors are identified, hired, trained, and paid by a Texas company called AIM Truancy Solutions. They also sold the GPS devices to the district. Company president Travis Knox says they've sold devices to over 100 schools so far. I spoke to him by cell phone as he was leaving a school in Baton Rouge.
John, they're a handheld device that looks very, very similar to a cell phone. And they actually have cellular technology and texting capabilities that, you know, allows us to communicate with the kids, with the students, with also having the GPS tracker inside.
And can the students make cell phone calls, send texts to anyone, or just to the school, or what?
No, they can only make it to the AIM Truancy Solution coaches and to our staff.
Now, when the students are using the devices that they have, they're checking in throughout the course of the day. Those check-ins are going to not to the school district, but to your company in Texas, right?
Well, we have an office in Southern California also, but they're going to the offices. But the schools also have access to the same information that we're looking at. But we are the ones that are tracking it and responding to it if a student's not in school or where they show to be.
So the mentoring and the tracking, major components of an anti-truancy effort, are outsourced to a private company. Rick Martins from the school district says that's the best way to do it. They started signing kids up and handing out GPS devices last week.
So I've heard some very positive things from families saying, we need some help. I've got so many kids right now that I can't keep track, and I don't know, and my kids just won't listen to me. And then, of course, we have the others that are seeing this as an invasion of privacy or whatever. But I go back to the fact that this is all voluntary. This is not something that we're forcing on anybody. It's in an effort to keep them from having to go through a difficult situation with the courts. So this has actually been a program that shows to be some semblance of success that we have not been able to get with anything else.
You can read more about this at our website, marketplacetech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
German scientists are driving cars with their minds.
Good news. I'm going to go to the Volkswagen dealership right away.
You're not going to see them on the road for quite some time, but let me tell you how it works. The driver straps a device on his or her head. The device reads the driver's brainwaves, interprets them, and sends the commands into the car.
Well, it seems perfectly safe so far. I can't imagine any scenario under which anything could go wrong.
There's a driving demonstration video up on marketplacetech.org.
It's actually really unnerving to watch, but don't worry, the guy never crashes.
Mind control driving could be used to help people with disabilities.
Yeah, I bet the main thing you gotta watch out for, though, is listening to the wrong song on the radio. See, then you're swerving all over. Thanks a lot, David Bowie. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.